Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Baruch Hashem.
You find the class a little bit more understanding?
Yeah, I did the chart. So doing the chart helped me to think about it more.
It does. I'm sure you have
Yeah.
some holes in the chart.
What?
You have some holes in the chart, some because not all the words were explained. Not all the levels
No.
were explained.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, well, first time. Let's just start.
Hanester.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll start in a minute or so.
Okay.
Yes, Min.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedulat Yemincha. Hallelujah. Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Mars, the planet Ma'atim, and the Hay that created this constellation Dalet, Talei. The astrological sign of Aries, the lamb, the ram. Barhem tacharem, rachmei sitkacha, tamim gamlem, betetresh, tzadi tavgimel. Adata. Bet Tet Resh, Tzadi Tav Gimel, and then Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Pinei, Zokrei Kiddush Atah, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Babel, Ushmat Yakatenu, Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Tzadi Yutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We'll use the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech Apaim. V'rav Chesed Ve'emet. Notzer Chesed La'alapim. Noseawon Wafesha. V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to connect to the various energies of the various years, starting with the year of the goat. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52 is the first verse we will study. Tzot aduni katzipor o yevai unam. When we have take the first letters of each of these words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words. That's ki ach, which translates as a poor like brothers. When we put the final letters, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafkin Ayam Zion, is concealed, and the letters of that name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Eloheichem Tadebaku, Kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Now, the year 5776, the year of the pause, there are also two verses. The first one is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat willo yachlu lehachit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem halvim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halvim yishrei levav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it or permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Lala Hei, Wawa Wah, Yola Yo Alame, Hei Hei Hei, Aka Ah. Rekacha. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade ad kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of death is swallowing forever. And there are three verses that connect to this energy. The first one we will study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Then there's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Sham Wishavtem Elai O to bekal alfe Yehuda. In the third verse is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo la netzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayom. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in all of the Tanakh that has that energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'yisrael untati v'sha'am ta'atai v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And we're now going to connect to the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 25th day of Nisan. Rabbi Chaim Halberstam of Tzanz. And Rabbi Nachum Tzvi Goldberg. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's handout is available from the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's the first row, the right-hand column. When you click on the link for all of the parashas from the Zohar, you have a list of all of the parashas, all 54 of them, plus more for the holidays. But scroll down to the book of Leviticus, and then to the Parashah Shemini. When that link opens up, we're going to be studying from section 3, and we'll start with Pasuk 15. But first we will do a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Udchilu Udchilu Urchimu V'yachta L'shem Yudhe B'vavhe V'yichuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Amar Rabbi Elazar Uma Akayakach Midaktak Kudsha Barichu Betzadiki Ayo. Amar Le'avadai Kudsha Barichu midachdak, behu batzadiki, batzadikayayo. Benatir lon uva ali ospa, lon kedusha al kedusha taihu, uhashta hai chamara. Al dila natar kedushata dili itztar yar v'dahivya shalicha chivya v'kama shaluchin itzleya l'kud shabarichu Hu Avid Shalit Putaya Beafilu Bechayot Barahai Dictir Beshalachti Bach Bachem Et Chayat Ashadeh Beshachla Echem Beafilu Beyad Goy Hadidikiv Isha Hashem Alecha Goy Meirachok Mikce Haaretz. I'm getting some intermittent static, so I would appreciate it if you would all mute your phones by pressing *6. If you want to ask a question, you can always unmute your phone and ask the question. Thank you. The translation of this verse 15. Rabbi Elazar said, "Why is the Holy One, blessed be He, so particular with the righteous?" And he replied, "Verily, He is, and He takes note of all their errors, for He desires to raise their holiness. This donkey did not guard my holiness. Therefore it was hurt, and this snake is a messenger. How many messengers the Holy One, blessed be He, has? And He sends all of them, even the beasts of the field, to fulfill His mission, as it is written, 'I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and even the heathen nations. Hashem shall bring a nation against you from far away, from the very ends of the earth.'" My commentary. In my words, Hashem is a micromanaging manager. He manages the world in a micromanaging manner, and everything in it is micromanaged. It is said that actions taken by righteous people can be considered negative and bring the effect of pain and suffering called chaos, when those same actions taken by a mortal of lesser spiritual stature will receive an effect of a blessing. How can this be fair? The answer is in the fact that both people, the tzaddik and the benoni, a normal person, are not evaluated by the same scale of justice, since the movement of each one will be motivated for spiritual growth by different essences. How does this relate to the child or to the adult who complains that life is unfair? Do you think that the goal is legal equality for every person? Is that the Noahide mitzvah, to provide a system of judgment that is consistent for all members of the society? Do you live in such a society? If you answered yes, think again. Pasuk 16. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Uvida di Israel, Aved Shalichuta, Amar Lea Ein Degon Rasha Piyad Pida, Tetzadik Aval Rasha, Pida di Israel, Rasha Achara, Laved Beya Shalichuta Ela Bezimna Tihu La Mekavan Beya Haidiktiva Asher Lo Tzadach Uvecha Elohim Ina liyado v'yasher lo tzadadaycha tilalikatala liyada v'ha Elohim Ina liyadu Begin li anasha letar vayhu. The translation. Rabbi Elazar asked, does the Holy One, blessed be He, make Israel His messengers also? And he replied, yes, He sets the righteous to punish the wicked, but not one wicked person from Israel is set to punish another, except for the time when one of them does so accidentally, as it is written. And if a man did not lie in wait, then Elohim permitted it to happen. Did not lie in wait is precise, for he did not intend to kill him. But Elohim permits it to happen in order to punish both of them, both the killer and the one being killed. My commentary. Again, the Pasuk hints to Hashem being a micromanager. We also learn that Israel, Jewish people, are not always righteous. We also learn that when a child of Israel harms another child of Israel, that event is not from Hashem directly, but is caused by the need of the soul spark to be elevated to its proper place in the Sefirot. This is taught by the Baal Shem Tov in the spiritual law, you are who you hate. And you can see our series of classes on this subject on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Pasuk 17. Patach v'amar v'hu yashkit umi yarshia. Wigomer vehu yashkit zim na dekucha barichu yahiv shikitu vishalva lebarnash manu rachai liavasha leyahu mebat leya Kate goyer ya Vyastar panim Umi yeshurenu Uzim nadihu Istireneya Milashkecha Aleya manhu Deyashkach Aleya linadra Leya umebad leya natiru Viorcho teku chabarichu Bida al goy vial adam Yachad bein li alma Kola bein li ama Chad bein li chad bil chodo. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, how does the Holy One, blessed be He, use such children of Israel and idolaters as His messengers? And he said to him, has not your father told you? And he answered, I never ever asked him. My commentary. In this pasuk, we are taught that there is no revelation of wisdom without a question, becoming the vessel to reveal this wisdom. Many times my students ask, why don't you tell me this before? And my answer is always, you did not ask. And without a question, there is no vessel to reveal the answer. Ask questions, please, always. Please, it will help you in your daily life, even if you perceive it as just intellectual curiosity. And it is much more than that. Pasuk 18. Patach v'amar v'hu yashkit umi yashkiyah. gomer vuhu yashkit bazamna tuku jabarihu yahiv shakitu vishalva libarnash manhu rashai liavasha leyali omer bad leya kati gurya vyastar panim umi yeshurenu uvzina dihu is astirene meya mil ashkecha alaya man hu deyishkach aleya lenatra leya umebad leya natiru biorcho dekut shabarichu bedal goy veal adam yachad ben lealma kola ben leama had ben lechad bilchodo. Just to keep you apprised of what's happening, there's a power outage in this building, and my computer is still working by virtue of the storage battery. But if it goes out before the class is over, I won't be able to continue to read. We will continue as long as the battery is working. The translation of this verse 18. He opened the discussion saying, when he is quiet, who then can condemn? This is a verse from Job. When he is quiet means that when the Holy One, blessed be he, gives quietness to a man, no one is authorized to injure or malign him. And when he hides his face, who then can see him? Means that when he withdraws his watchful providence from him, who can keep watch over him to protect him? That is when those messengers come and injure him. The ways of the Holy One, blessed be he, are unto a man and unto a nation alike, meaning the same for the world as they are for a people, the same for a people as they are for an individual. My commentary. We are taught in this pasuk that the laws of cause and effect are unchangeable. You can ask a question here like, what about miracles and wonders? And they follow the laws of their universes and also the laws of cause and effect as well. Pasuk 19. Tachate bezimna dilavne nashamak mit Tashlam obadin letata itar legabaihu Pela yamina tekuchabarichu Kedain mitarin kamarachimin Fama nature alma, kima nature divarnash, mimna umishbala, uftein itkafya, shemala vilayachla, vishalta uvzina, divnea nasha. Lamit kashran ovadin litata shemala itar vikol inun tiatu misitra dishmala kulhu itaru vikulhu itaviyu sheluchin liavasha legabaihu. Na sha tish tish mala kulu itaru the kalhu ita vedu shalohin layavasha legabaihu divne nasha tehainundi avdru al pitcha me oraita kulhu Vishimin Vyantihu Vishtamud An Lagabe Inun Demitare Masitra Dishmala. The translation. He explains his words. Come and see. When men's actions are virtuous, below, the right hand of the Holy One, blessed be He, is active for them above. Many loving ones, many protectors of the world and protectors of men, come forward on the right and the left to guard Him from the side of Chesed and from the side of Gevura. Then the left side is subdued and cannot gain control. But when men's actions are not virtuous below, then the left side, which is judgment, is awakened upon them. And those who come from the side of the left are all aroused and become messengers to harm men. All who transgress the laws of the Torah receive a mark on their faces through which they are recognized by those who rise up from the side of the left. My commentary. Would you like to learn how to see any mark you might have on your face? Ask me about a candlelight mirror meditation to be done after midnight and before sunrise. It is taught in the Sefer Yetzirah series of classes on the Hashem website. Pasuk 20. Uvkit chavavta. Via az ayan zayan, ve call inun diatu, misi tradish mala, kulu ikrun, shalu hin legabe, inun rishimin delimitare, lehu ve Israel, agidila machashran. Ovadin kulhu min sitra tumina ka'atyan ugin de'it kafyayo yamina bi'ovadaihu shalta alaihu shimala v'kolinun tiatu mesitra Tishmala vialda shalihuta bida Techavavta uvegomer V'kol didame lon deinun Mesitra dishmala v'la bida diYisrael Tiagi techayava ihu mesitra The translation. Therefore, the beasts and idolaters and all those who come from the left side are called messengers with regard to those who bear the mark on their faces. And they rise up against them. Although the actions of Israel are not virtuous, all of them come from the right side. The right is subdued as a result of the evil actions of those who have the mark on their faces. Therefore, the left has power over them and over all those who come from the left side. Therefore, the mission is in the hands of the beasts and idolaters and all those who are like them, being from the left side. It is not in the hands of one of Israel. For although a man may be wicked, he still comes from the right side, which is subdued by their own actions. my commentary. Given an opportunity to help someone, a soul from the children of Israel will do so, providing he has not veiled his route through negative actions. As this pasuk says, a child of Israel has a root that is from the right column. Pasuk 21. V'Yisrael chayava v'nafal bida. V'Yisrael chayava achara b'zimna. Dilayit karawan be'ya. Begin to eat and chew. Tarvaihu the kabelun on shadadacha. Livo amar Rabbi Elazar. It's loan amar Rabbi Elazar. Minalan alinun the mina vilait baku. Bishmala vilaitarvu bahadali almin bialdalizimna acharaitavru. The translation. A sinful Israel can fall into the hand of another sinner of Israel only at the time when the wicked person has no intention of killing him. Since then he does not come as a messenger, but both of them must be punished and purified by their punishment. Rabbi Elazar asked, whence do we learn all this? And he replied, they are from the right and do not cleave to the left and are never mingled with it. For both of them are for the children of Israel. Therefore, neither of them can be a messenger of the left to punish the other. And thus, at another time, when the wicked of Israel intend to kill, they are removed from the world. In this English translation, every time you will see the word punishment, You need to understand that the actual Aramaic word could very well be translated as effect. The reason it's being translated as punishment in this English translation is the people who were paid to do this translation for the Kabbalah Center. They are religious men. They are trained from the Talmud, not from the Zohar. Yes, they have knowledge of the Aramaic language, and that's what they were being paid to utilize in the translation. Why the Kabbalah Center did not change this translation whenever you see punishment, I really don't know. And I've never had the opportunity to ask. But always know there is no such thing as punishment. There's no such thing as reward. There is only cause and effect. Now for my commentary on this translation. The halakha is that a priest cannot kill and remain a priest. All of the children of Israel are priests and thus cannot kill and remain alive. Of course, there is the opportunity to do teshuvah prior to the child of Israel being removed by Hashem. How would this apply to the laws of a Lashon Hara, which kills three people, when Lashon Hara is said? And we will have some aspect of that teaching in this discussion in our classes starting Sunday at 3 p.m. West Coast time, starting this Sunday, April 23rd, where we will begin the laws and the classes Kabbalistically on Lashon Hara. Pasuk 22. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mina Alan, Amar Leya Tachatse, Min Palgash, Pagiva, Tia Palgav Dechaya Vai, Nin Hula Ba'a, Kuchabarichu De Yitarun, Gabaihu Chaya Vai, Yisrael Acharanin, Vialda, Me too, Kalinun Zinin, to me too, Adikolahu, Hayavin, Diataru, Ligabaihu, me too, the Itavidu, the Ishtaru, Inun Zakain Yatir, Tiavdun Mila, Bira, Biora, Kishot, Bia Agidizaka in, Inun Laita Ijahir, Mila Ela Lainun, De Itiahir, Kadshik Yalan, Almin Tahada, Alma tata a ke gavna di alma ila a vahu zimna la ishtekahu almin shakilan kahada. The translation. Rabbi Elazar asked, where do we learn that if the wicked of Israel intend to kill, they pass away? And he answers, come and see. Think of the incident of the concubine of Gibeah. Although those who lived in Gibeah were sinners, the Holy One, blessed be He, was unwilling that other sinners of Israel should punish them. Therefore, numbers of them fell time after time in the first battles, until all the sinners who came to punish them perished, and only those more righteous were left, for they executed the work more appropriately. Even though they are righteous at a time when the worlds are considered to be one, when the lower world conducts itself like the upper one, permission is given only to some, meaning those who come from the left, who are the beasts and idolaters. For when the lower world behaves as the upper one, the branches of the right are not able to be the messengers of the left's actions, namely to kill and to punish. For such missions above are never changed. At the time of the battles of the concubine in Gibeah, the worlds were not balanced, the one in the likeness of the other. Therefore, the righteous could kill and punish, although such a thing never happens above. My commentary. We learn that the physical world is very different than the spiritual world. In the spiritual worlds, the left and right are clearly defined and separated from each other. In the physical world, energies are mixed, and it is hard to tell one energy from another, good from bad. Thus, the physical world follows its own set of rules and laws. And this is true of all of the worlds. Each world has its own nature, its own laws of natural laws in that world, for that world. And they are different, except for one thing. They are branches to the world above them as its root. And so when you are describing a natural law, you're describing a spiritual law, and you are describing the language of branches, or utilizing the language of branches. Pasuk 23. Ve'al da chayavin Israel Gabayu Tehayavin Acharanin Lavinun Shaluche Malka Dehala Ijan Sidra Tishmalam Natil Livne Nashal Chavu Lemalka Idar Santira Legabayu Litaf Shalon Ulan Shalon Leinun Dechavu Lemalka Kam Hakim Chad Minayu Fitarav Bahade Bene Sintira Zaka Santira Inu Bechamaleo Alman Yachavan Legaban Belant Meinun Bedal Chavu Lemalka Ant Itanash Bekad naita meta shekilu leya bekat luhu. The translation. Therefore, the sinners of Israel are not the messengers of the king to punish other sinners of Israel, because they do not come from the left side, as in the parable of certain men having offended the king, an officer was charged to arrest and punish them. One clever fellow among them went and mixed himself with the staff of an officer. The officer detected him and said, "Who said you could join us? Are you not one of those who have offended against the king? You shall be punished first." Then they took him and killed him. My commentary. In the physical world, it can be made to appear as if someone is sharing when they are really receiving for the self alone. An example is a child who is taught to share by their parents. Are they truly sharing, or do they do this to receive a support and ultimately love from their parents? Pasuk 24. Kach Yisrael Misitra Dimina Kachyan Vilaita Vaku Bismala Vilaita Arbu Bachada Lealmin Vekadinun Garmin Bechovayhu Deit Kachya Yamina Vitar Shemala Vikalinun Diyatu Misitreya Ihad Mi Israel Kamli Atarva Behadayahu Ishtamudan Beya Amre Leya Lagant Meinun Dekayatyan Misitra Demina Teit Kafya Mitovayhu Bilav Ant Meinun Dechavu Limalka Man Yachavach Legaban Ishtakach Deihu Itanash Bekad meta ushloma malka tzavach lakabilayehu beamar et asher shalet ha'adam beadam lira lo lira lo vaday begin dilav shalicha The Malka Ihu Bilate Mehahu Sitra. The power has returned. The translation of this pasuk, which is 24, so Israel come from the right side and never cleave to or mingle with the left. When the wicked subdue the right by their sins, and the left and all those who come from it are awakened to punish them, then if one of Israel from the right tries to situate himself among them, they recognize him and say to him, "Are you not one of those who come from the right side, who is subdued because of the sins of the wicked? Are you not one of those who have sinned against the king, who allowed you to come among us?" So he is punished first. King Solomon cried to them, "There is a time when a man rules over another to his own hurt. To his own hurt, assuredly, because he is not the messenger of the king and does not come from that side, namely from the left." My commentary. Even the person from the left column will receive his just reward for causing pain to another, even if he is acting as a messenger of the king. Why should that be true? After all, the person is following the direction of Hashem. The answer is a person always has free will. To harm another, even at the direction of Hashem, still is a wrong action, since the person is supposed to say no through his free choice decisions. Military laws after Nuremberg finally caught up with this spiritual law. Pasuk 25. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Vadai Haki Hu. Deha, in case you were wondering, the electricity came on and some of the background noises in my room came on, so I had to stop it. Deha tanoinan, deit yemina, deit shemala, rachame vedina, Yisrael lemina, aaza. Lishmala Yisrael Aki Dechayavai Ninhu Beit Kafyan Inun Bimina Vilaita Bekan Beshamala Vilaita Arvun Bahadali Aumin. Ukich ketiv, Oshia yemincha, va'aneini, pekadistalak, yemina Yisrael deit zabekun, v'hadeya yastalkun, v'it atrun beya kedenit kafya, Shema la v'kolinun diatu misitreya ha'idiktiv yemincha Hashem taratz oyevai oyev. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, "Assuredly it is so. We have learned that there is a right and there is a left, which are mercy and judgment. Israel are to the right and to the idolatrous nations to the left. Although Israel sin and are subdued, they belong to the right and neither cleave to the left, nor ever mingle with it. Therefore it is written, 'Save with your right hand and answer me.' This is a verse from Psalms. Since when the right hand is exalted, Israel that cleave to it are exalted and crowned through it. Thus the left side and all those who come from its side are subdued, as it is written, your right hand, Hashem, has dashed the enemy in pieces. My commentary. The unity of the children of Israel is hinted to in this pasuk. Even a child of Israel that has acted as a rasha, as an evil person, will be elevated by the righteous of Israel doing the right action. This is an important spiritual hint from this pasuk. That's the end of our section. It's also the end of our time. We're just a few minutes from the top of the hour. Are there any questions? Remember, you have to press *6 to be heard with your questions. So in a half hour approximately, we will count the Omer. That will be at 8:30 West Coast time. And at tomorrow night, Friday night at 8:30, also we will count the hour. And Sunday night and Saturday night, both nights, we will count the Omer at 8:30. Are there any questions? Have a wonderful week, a wonderful Shabbat. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, thank you.